Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do a little dancing, moving my arms and legs, shoulders. Good exercise. Yeah. All right, summertime in the city, summertime in the country. It's August the 8th, isn't it, right? And this is the Good Day program. Another hour of focusing on the issues of the day, the things that people are talking about. How's your attention span, Jay? Is it broad, wide?
Depends on the day.
Encompassing? Well, let's talk about today. Why not? Forget about the metric from yesterday. Let's talk about today and what percentage of issues or percentage of stories you think have been captured. You work hard to put a lot of the information together that we talk about here. And what do you use? I've always thought the first, if you can't hold people, if I can't hold my own interest in in 4 or 5 seconds, then it's not going to work. That's kind of, is that my attention? My attention span is a little short, I suppose, but it's kind of like a song.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning of the song, if it doesn't grab you right away, then it's not going to work for you. I always say that the best introduction to any rock song that ever was made was to Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones. When that gets, it's impossible not to listen. And the Martha and the Vandellas song we just played, that's also something. Now, let's take a story. For example, the story of this teenager who had a brain tumor. Right away, people are going to say, ooh, the story of somebody who had a brain tumor. I want to find out what happened. So this youngster, while recovering from a brain tumor, his name is Jude Bossom, decided to use his Make-A-Wish to help other sick children feel better. And this was the, you have a lot of things that go on. This was the last, week or so? No, two. We're already, 3 weeks ago, Christmas in July. So this fellow's in Michigan. And he took his Make-A-Wish that he was given, and he had a sort of a party, it looks like. I wanted to give back to people, he said, that had it harder than I did. It was pretty amazing to see how much joy there was. Yeah, you can imagine that, right? He experienced severe headaches, memory loss a couple of years ago. His doctors discovered a growth on his brain. He said it was one of the worst days. Think about that for... If you've been there, done that, then you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, then what is it that you think? You think about your life, where you are at this point. He was 17 years old. His father obviously spent a lot of time with him. They had MRIs done, a lot of monitoring, that sort of stuff. When the doctor tells you that your son has a mass on his brain,
it's traumatizing.
Oh my God!
No parent wants to think about that. Yes, yeah.
So anyway, this youngster went into surgery, spent several weeks in and out of the ICU, the intensive care unit. His father said he had blinding headaches, and that lasted for a year or so. But now, through treatment, there are very, very rare occasions when he has a headache or that sort of thing. So when he was in the ICU, he learned that his the father learned his son qualified for Make-A-Wish. And he said, not knowing much about the organization, thought it was for terminal youngsters, they eventually learned that it's often for children that have critical illness, many of whom go on to survive. And so as they deemed it was an important part of a child's medical treatment, the family used that as a springboard to move forward and get something done. So the father wanted to tell the son about the opportunity with the organization, and then they had the conversation, And the youngster said he wanted to give back. So, you know, he says, let's have a party for everybody. Let's do something for others, not necessarily for me. So they took the Christmas in July thing, and that's a, you know, whoop it up in the hospitals. And it's a good time for people to give money anyway, because they get Christmas. Okay, I'm not worried about it's July. I'm giving money because it's Christmas. And so anyway, the folks that run these, the Make-A-Wish Foundation, they went crazy when this young kid made his wish was to give this to give as much as can be given to the youngsters.
Well, he saw firsthand by being in the hospital himself just how difficult it is for so many other patients, children, their families who are dealing with terminal and critical illnesses.
Yep. Yep. So there's the story that you'll talk about today.
Beautiful.
Right? All right, let's, here we go. This is, we have the good, the bad, and the ugly. I told you it was Tuesday, right? August 8th. A foiled assassination plot against the Ukrainian president. How about that? And the authorities there say that they arrested a woman in connection with a purported assassination plot against Zelensky. Was hatched by Russian officials. What a surprise, right? The woman is a former saleswoman in a military shop and lives in a town where there's lots of military activity near the Black Sea, etc., etc., etc. Anyway, he was supposed to be going down to that region, and so there were a bunch of... I didn't realize this. I don't know if you did or not. There have been a dozen different assassination attempts on him in the last couple of years.
That's what I was just thinking. I'm surprised that this would have been, if this would have been the only one, I would think that there would be on both Zelensky and Putin, that there would be some kind of plots. And not just those, other world leaders. I would think that there would be other people plotting this kind of stuff. It just, I'm so glad that they caught this woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's just so scary to think about. And when you think of just not only politicians, but anybody in specific jobs and their roles and everything, how many people do want to harm them or cause harm to their family as well. It's scary.
It's part of the world that we live in, actually.
It really is.
You don't
is.
Like somebody, you shoot them. You try to get them out. It's just, okay, let's shoot them. And speaking of that, somebody discovered, I say somebody because it was an investigative reporter looking around the internet, looking at social media with an assignment from the editor to find out if you can buy guns illegally anywhere. And this is like a Craigslist for guns. You get them, there's a loophole, apparently, so you don't have to have background checks. This was in St. Louis, Missouri. I find this hard to believe. The whole story started at a high school, a performing arts high school in St. Louis. A fellow named Orlando Harris came in with a recently purchased AR-15 and 600 rounds of ammunition. 19-year-old, graduated in that school. And you remember the story maybe from last year. He killed a couple of students and a couple of teachers, that sort of thing. He had mental health issues. The family had him committed more than once. So when he tried to buy a gun, he got rejected. The federal background check, the system that we have in place that would have stopped him from buying a gun, he went to the gun store the first time 16 days before the shooting. But Missouri is one of 29 different states that don't have any background check requirement for private sales. That is, he found a weapon by browsing online on what is the equivalent of Craigslist. It's called Arms List. I don't want to give anybody any ideas, but did you even know? I never even knew this existed. Did you?
No, but who would we? Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I never went around. Right. Apparently, over the last year, 80,000 people have tried to get a gun, and they were turned down. So they've turned to Arms List, and there are businesses all over the place, all over the world, that ship, they manufacture the weapons, and they ship them, and nobody knows, they're unlicensed private sellers, so they can legally sell guns out of their house. There's no, I don't think that this is list, that this is new, but I've never heard of Arms List before. Matching buyers and sellers, that's what it says if you go to the website.
And it's just like straight up there. It's not something you have to figure out from the dark web or anything. Wow.
When I tell it, I don't really want to tell that story. I'm amazed that it's a reality, but I don't want to give anybody ideas. You think I'm being responsible or irresponsible by even telling this story? Is this in the height of responsibility to let people know that it's there so you can prevent people from getting guns, or is this something that goes both ways, right? Or could go both ways. It could easily take that. I don't know, just the world is so crazy. It really is. All right, let's settle down. You want to take a little trip? Go to Las Vegas? Las Vegas. The city in the desert that Bugsy Siegel found. You know the story, right? He was driving around in Nevada looking for a place to build a city, and he stopped at the intersection of these two small roads and said, this is a perfect place for a casino. So that's how Las Vegas was born, about 100 years ago, as a matter of fact. So now, look at what goes on in Las Vegas. And so, if you like that idea, be one of the first 10 callers right now to get 800-419-DOUG in your sights. Dial it up, 800-419-3684, and win two free nights in Las Vegas. Nothing, no hitches, nothing. Call now, 800-419-3684.
The waves were mighty and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.
Comp
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Jay Kirshner, August the 8th, Tuesday, the story of Sandra Bullock's longtime partner. I remember when she was married to a singer named Jesse James. Remember that? Do you remember him?
Oh, he was a tattoo artist.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you wondered, okay, what the heck kind of taste does Sandra Bullock have in men? Well, so she got rid of him. And then met a fellow who was a photographer who had, I think originally, if I remember the story correctly, come to her daughter or child's birthday party and was the photographer there. And they started to date very quietly after that. And so now what's happened to Brian Randall, we'll talk about that right after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
So most people like Sandra Bullock, don't you agree, Jay?
Yeah,
that she's a popular actress,
America's sweetheart. Yeah,
appealing.
Her former husband was a TV personality, former mechanic. He cheated with a tattoo artist. He was not a tattoo artist.
Oh, okay.
But everybody loves Sandra Bullock and mm-hmm. everything she does, and she just seems like the sweetest, coolest person.
Yeah. So she met this fellow Randall in 2015, his name is Brian Randall, and they took to the relationship and were very quiet about it for the most part. I think that they went to Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux's wedding, right?
That's yes, yeah, that was when they really took it their relationship public because he was a photographer and he did her son's birthday and that's where they actually met and started dating. They just hit it off immediately and started dating soon after that. Then took
the couple of children
the wedding.
Mm-hmm. So the bottom line here is that he's passed away at the age of 57. He had Lou Gehrig disease, ALS, and that can take you apart, but slowly. Apparently, it was 3 years in the.
That seems relatively quickly. He had a 3-year battle, which he kept private. He wanted to keep private. He asked his family and friends to honor that request, and they did. But after battling for 3 years, that just I thought it took longer than that. That's a quick one. That's so heartbreaking. So young, 57.
She said that that he was an example that that she wanted her children to have. Apparently, he was a very Christian sort, and the two of them differed in a lot of different ways. They looked at things differently. She said, I don't always agree with him, and he doesn't always agree with me, but he's an example even when I don't agree with him. I'm stubborn, but sometimes I need to sit back and listen and then go. You're saying it differently, but we mean exactly the same thing. That's what she said when talking about him.
Mm-hmm. And that's why she didn't get married, kind of like the Goldie Hawn situation. She's like, I don't need a piece of paper to tell me to weather the storm.
More and more people have that attitude these days. I saw a survey the other day indicating like 30-some-odd percent of people that are your age and younger just don't see any reason to get married. It's complicated. It doesn't prove that you live that you love anybody. So things are changing. So the story of the end of Sandra Bullock's longtime partner, Brian Randall, here at 28 After on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Kitty condos, no, I'm not crazy. Your kitty deserves one. You know, you heard me talk many, many times about cardboard boxes to keep our cat's mind mentally stimulated. Well, take the use of those cardboard boxes one step further. Actually build a kitty condo or even a duplex apartment. Place together several strong cardboard boxes, cutting out a few holes in each. Your cat can climb in and out and around her new co-op. Don't be afraid to be a little creative, particularly if you want to save money. Save your old carpet remnants and get friendly with a local carpet distributor or installer. Grab those odd-sized leftover small pieces that get thrown out, glue them to the sides of the boxes, and voila, a cheap instant scratching post. What's best about these do-it-yourself posts, because they cost you nothing but 5 minutes of labor, you can change them all the time, keeping Kitty on her toes, literally. Also, I recommend you take the carpet and put the nappy side or the rough side out. It'll keep those nails in good shape at the same time. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Families of service members killed during the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan are demanding answers from the Biden administration. Yesterday, the Gold Star families gathered in Escondido, that's a suburb in North San Diego County. Mom Kelly Barnett lost her son to a suicide bomber at the Kabul airport.
Biden, the Biden administration, incompetent, cowards, evil.
Darren Hoover lost his son and accuses the Biden administration of taking a sick victory lap after the Afghan pullout.
To say that they're satisfied with the withdrawal of our troops is nothing short of disgusting and ignorant.
Republican Congressman Daryl Issa from California says this is only the beginning to hold the Biden administration accountable.
There are many, many questions unasked or unspoken today that have been asked that we will get to the bottom of.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000, that's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, guys, it's Jen, one in on the action. Call the Doug line right now, 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-DOUG.
Girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, pay attention to what's going on here. This is important. It's the Good Day Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. A question mark in deep space. has been spotted inside pictures captured by the Webb telescope on the NASA website. Here we are again going to what may be the most important website in America. So what's going on?
Most important, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, so astronomers...
And space is going WTF.
Yeah. The astronomers training their sights on a tightly bound pair of actively forming stars. They have named them Herbig and Haro 4647, whatever that means, who knows. But observers focused on this, not the formation of these stars, but a tiny little detail. These, again, when you look at the picture, they're so high resolution, it's like you took them outside your house, right? And very intriguing, visible in the scene from this object that is 1,470 light years away. And remember how we, you know, the speed of light is, 180,000 feet per second or something like that? Remember that from science class, Jay? Something like that.
Anyway. Yeah, it goes crazy fast, but it would take, it to put in perspective of humans traveling at the speed of light, or one light year, I should say, say we hopped aboard Shuttle Discovery, which can travel about 5 miles a second, it would still take over 37,000 human years to travel one light year.
Yep, and multiply that times 1,470 and you have a headache. So, anyway, they have posted a question. Is the universe asking us something? The people who are at the Space Telescope Science Institute suggest that this could be a distant galaxy, or maybe a number of galaxies that formed. And it looks like, the galaxy looks like, when you're looking at it from afar, a question mark. That's what it looks like. And so they're looking into this very young, maybe only a few thousand years old, this little star. And remember, stars take millions and millions of years to fully form. Thus, how long it took our solar system, our sun, and the planets. It's taken billions of years to get what we have right now, that we seemingly are trying to destroy right before our very eyes, right? Anyway, this gives researchers insight into how the stars actually gather mass. It's so amazing. I don't really understand it. Do you? I don't understand how a star is formed, gases and stuff. Where does it come from? It's a mystery, but it's still fascinating to watch. Fascinating to learn about. This is the kind of stuff, it seems to me, if you, and I don't mean this to make it personal, but my grandson is interested in, my daughter's son, interested in all this sort of thing, because, I don't know how, why, because he just is. That, and the history of things on the planet, like dinosaurs. But it gives you an idea. You put yourself into perspective, right? We live maybe 100 years out of is called the modern era, which is the post post Judeo-Christian era, the beginning of it with the life of Jesus. And but look at the Chinese calendar. You just look back over history and how we try to plot, and you have no ability to conceive what it is that is going on here. Basically, it's the stuff life is made of. I don't think, for the most part, people, when you think about how your body works and how the planet works, like the photosynthetic process, the exchange of oxygen from carbon monoxide, and how that allows us to breathe and live, all of the things that have happened that I don't think can possibly be a coincidence. There's a mind someplace that certainly is far greater than ours that has figured this all out. How can it be an accident? Think about it for a second. How can it be
an accident? Well, I mentioned the latest where the Big Bang, the thought process that maybe it wasn't just behind the initiation of a new universe, but the end of one.
But think about the fact that, I've not seen that one. But think about the fact that time is only something we've constricted. What's to say if you can even begin to imagine that there is no time, there is no beginning, there's no end. And as you've just suggested, what was here before the latest incarnation of millions, billions of planets and stars and stuff, that it's, I mean, you get a headache. Thank you. Thinking about it. Thank you very much. So let's talk about more mundane things. Charity Lawson. You know who she is? 27 years old.
Thank you, well.
She's a family therapist from Columbus, Georgia. And this season's Bachelorette. She started with 25 men. I was only intrigued with this because of how she ditched the first guy. Those of you who are watching.
How did she ditch him?
She told him off. He apparently admitted to, before meeting her, having been in a relationship, and he was unfaithful to his partner. So as she's questioning him, and he admits, he truthfully says, you know, I wasn't honest with her. I wasn't faithful to her. So Charity didn't like what he had done. She kept asking him questions for him to expose a little bit more of himself and his actions. So one of the things that you agree to, apparently, when you go on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, is that you are ready for a commitment. So she looked at this guy. She said she'd heard all that she needed and abruptly walked this fellow, Xavier, to the door. And then she said, quote, "I sent Xavier home because he's not ready for a commitment to one person. I'm not here to fix anybody. I'm not here to build a man. This isn't like building a man workshop." And that's the line for the Build-A-Bear stuffed animal, the commercials. You ever hear those commercials? I remember you did a lot of those over the years. But it's basically the same thing. I'm here to build a bear, right? A Build-A-Bear workshop. She wasn't, right? So I thought that was interesting. Is that, am I the only one who thought that was interesting? Okay, so next up is a listener who thinks that I don't tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. The conversation we had last, week, Thursday, Friday, about me working. I've told this story before about me working on the line at the General Motors plant here in Framingham when I was a youngster. I was an inspector on the line when I was in college, and a couple of summers I went to the plant when they needed people, non-union people, as their folks, the management folks went on vacation. They had three or four of us who worked on the line during the summertime. And I've told a number of stories because of that experience. I certainly grew up fast watching those people. Most of the folks, there were 1,840 people employed by that plant, building Chevrolets, Buicks. There was a BOP plant, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, in this plant. And so I was in charge of inspecting the huck bolts that were put into the bottom of the frame to hold the chassis onto the body, or the other way around, body onto the chassis. They had, the plant was divided in two phases. They had the General Motors plant, and at that time, they had a subsidiary called Fisher, the Fisher Body Company. So you'd see, so if you look at an old, let's say a 1960s Oldsmobile, and you look at the plate that's on the rocker panel, as you open the door, it says Body by Fisher on it. Fisher was a wholly owned subsidiary of General Motors, but they kept them separate for a long time. So I was on the line inspecting. There were four people in four different positions, and they put the huck bolt up into the chassis to, as I said, hold everything together. So as I was telling a quick story about being there, one of the listeners did not, as luck has it. Some people believe you, some people don't. Here's this particular fellow's reaction to my story about General Motors.
This is Steve calling from Lake Havasu City, Arizona. I want to hear more about this working at the General Motors assembly plant you were just talking about. You didn't work at a General Motors assembly plant. Come on, give me a break.
Okay.
Doug has had, like, almost any job known to man at some point in his life.
I will tell you a story about my experience there. It doesn't necessarily prove that I worked there. I don't have to prove anything to him. He can believe what he wants to believe. It's really interesting how people, come on, what's the big deal? Okay, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, they had hired the first woman. They had a couple, they were the first group of hires when they opened the plant in 1955, I think it was 56, somewhere in the late 50s. They didn't hire women. They only hired men. And you could get away with that then. So most of all the men who were on the line were former grease monkeys from garages, gas station, because they were making, at the time, much more money than they could working in a gas station. So I was on this line, and the third or fourth week I was there, they began to hire women. And this first, the woman that came in was a big, just a wow. She was, she was a wowzer. And the guys kept taunting her and teasing her and sort of making fun of her. They didn't like it because she worked faster than they did. She was stronger than they were, and she did more than they did. Exactly. So they kept harassing her. And one of the guys that was working, his name was Dick, and so vividly I remember this. He didn't have a tooth in his head. And he kept on her, and he was trying to hustle her, actually. But she was having none of it. So one day he pushed her too far, and he was making fun of her and what she was doing and how she looked, et cetera, et cetera. So she turned around and cold-cocked him, knocked him about 6 feet from where he was. And he got up, and he had a fight with her, and she knocked him out. So the management came running out, and what's going on here? So the sum and substance was that they both got suspended for 3 weeks, but nobody ever gave her any starch again. Never after that. So that's a General Motors story for you, sir. It's 48 after the hour. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off the air about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitrin. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitrin is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diet, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month, you're sleeping better, you've got more energy, you're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, so we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug, you get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it. Doug Steffen here. Here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Food, Farm, Family Time. Jay and I discussing important things that will affect what you eat or don't eat. Here's the case against Velveeta cheese. Remember that the folks at Velveeta were sued because it took too long to cook the shells, cheese. That was a horrible, right? Lawsuit, mm-hmm. Like to end all lawsuits. Judges tossed it out. Ruled the case that made headlines last year. It was Ramirez versus Kraft. Heinz Foods, this fellow and his wife Amanda claimed the packaging on the Velveeta shells and cheese microwavable shell pasta was deceptive. It was the suit dismissed without prejudice, which means the plaintiff can refile the charges. So can you imagine? It says in the package it's ready in 3.5 minutes, and it takes longer than that to prepare, according to Ms. Maria.
The actuality of it is the three to three and a half minutes, that's the act of cooking time. That's the once it is in the microwave and you hit the start button, that's how long it takes to cook, and then it's ready, unless, you know, you decide to let it cool down a little bit more. They're not taking into account the time to open it up and prepare it, and that's what the plaintiff is arguing over, which is absurd. Like, come on. Even the judge was like, okay, this is ridiculous, and also you didn't suffer any injury, so next.
Yeah. Wow. It really is amazing what people get away with and how far they get. She apparently never even attempted to cook the product. So there's no threat, as you said, of injury.
It's these kind of people who look at the language used and try to find one word that's like, oh, nope, they're lying. And, you know, the phrase ready in 3.5 minutes rather than 3.5 minutes in the microwave and then it's ready. And that's what they went for. Get real.
So, who, this is more about the lawyer than it is about this lady. West Palm Beach law firm. She and an associates have done this a number of times before. This guy is well known for bringing lawsuits against big companies who make items that you can find in the grocery store. He's done this 400 times, targeting products that you probably have in your pantry, in your refrigerator right now.
How many times did they win?
Let's see.
You'd have to think it would be enough that they keep doing this.
Yeah. They have suits against Tostitos, Kellogg's, Betty Crocker, among others. I don't see how many times, but yeah, you're right. If they hadn't won, they wouldn't keep doing it. And they find willing accomplices in the, you know, like this woman here who knows how they found her. But it is. And this, we talk about wasting time in our court system and what goes on and why it takes so long to get legitimate stuff through court. It's because of garbage like that, frankly. So, all right, so something better. Prince William shocking customers by serving veggie burgers from a food truck. Talk about a stiff upper lip. So, the prince took time out to help get the message across with some eco-friendly plant-based burgers. Imagine how, you know, you go to the food truck and there's the Prince of Wales handing out hamburgers. And so this is all put together by a YouTube channel in England. And the people who run it have now, since the prince appeared on the scene, amassed 1 billion views. Isn't that all? That's what it's all about, right?
It
views.
Is, yes.
Sell the advertising. Make some money. Anyway, so this is a focus on people who are tasked to find and grow solutions that will help repair the planet. And so they've got a lot of people who have come up with ideas for clean and efficient energy stoves and biodegradable food packaging and that sort of thing. And then they have these plant-based Earthshot burgers that Prince William was handing out. Yeah, so there you go, have a burger on me. It probably wasn't too difficult. He's very, Prince of Wales, very interested. And he's kind of playful. He always looked to me earlier on like a stiff. But apparently he's not. He has a sense of humor. And the people in England quite like him.
Yeah.
Not, they don't like his brother, but they like him. So, anyway, there it is. The story about a sheep on a farm, clever, unlocking the gate to let herself out. This is a story that baffled a lot of people, but there's some video, very cute, a hidden camera, got a big surprise, and they looked at the footage and saw that Lucy the sheep was pulling the wool over everybody's eyes by opening up the gate and letting herself and the rest of the herd out. Good for you, Lucy.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.